Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Rob Brown Show, back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate, Rob Brown, the great Milonzo, and you, ladies and gentlemen. 844-326-3663 is the number. Text that number. We'll read them on the air. Call that number. We'll put you on the air. Tweet me at the Rob Brown Show. Tweet Lonzo at Lonzo, one word. Tweet everybody up in here at the Fan Upstate. We have got a lot of things that we are talking about on the radio program today. The National Football League is hammered drunk right now. Here's the question of the day. Who's good? That's it. That's the question for the NFL. Who's good? There are two 5-1 teams, the Indianapolis Colts, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And while I think both of those teams are indeed good, are either one of those teams great? Like, are they standing alone atop the mountain, atop Mount Success right now? Because while I really love them, Baker Mayfield, that is, at some point, I don't think that late game Baker magic is going to be able to bail him out of some big contest when you get into, say, the playoffs.
Yeah, but if there are no really good teams, why wouldn't it? Because that's saying he would go up against teams that are a whole lot better than them, and who's that?
No, I don't think that, but I do think the reason that we say who's good is because there are a lot of teams that are in that mix of, like, they're good, but we don't really know how good they are, that have really good games. Like, there's a couple of really good games for Philly. There's also a couple of absolute dumps.
Finding a consistently good team, I think, is what we need, because it seems like almost every team in the league is up and down right now.
Yeah, except mine. We suck. But outside of that, yeah, you're not wrong. All right, here's what we got coming up for you. We're going to do the audio blitz here. I got a handful of clips I'd like to play for you in this segment of the show. Respond and react to them. Then, in the next two segments of the show, it is America's favorite sports awards show as we hand out across the landscape of college and professional football our awards for individual excellence at all levels of footy. That's coming up for you here in just a few minutes in the final hour of the show. We're going to be all over the place. I've got to get some baseball in. We'll get just a little sprinkle of hockey across the top as the Hurricanes back in action this evening. We'll talk about that. Obviously, got to dive into baseball. The AL and NL Championship Series are both ongoing. The Seattle Mariners in Toronto, and they take the first two before they head back to Seattle for the next three. The Dodgers get a road win in game one over the Milwaukee Brew Crew, and it was all about the pitchers and the big dongs yesterday. We'll talk some baseball in the next hour of the show, but allow us to get into your audio blitz, the best audio we've picked up in the last 24 hours. I would like to start with this. This past weekend, the game was over in London, and what I can only consider an act of war against the UK, we sent the Jets and the Broncos. It was bad. It was bad. It was a bad football game. And you know me, I'm a believer that some of you call not bad football games because you think they're boring because they're not explosive. I think defensive matchups are great football games because I'm a sicko. This was a bad football game. However, I am going to say this. As a true and genuine believer that we live in the greatest country on the face of the planet, do we have our problems? You're damn right we do. Do we have some issues happening right now that I believe are major problems? You're damn right I do. But I still believe that we are and have the potential to, for a very long time, be the greatest country in the world. That being said, there are other countries who do some things better than we do. There are some countries that do some things better than we do. And I think one of those countries that does one of those things better than we do, I think British sports announcers are the absolute pinnacle. Brit sports commentary is the GOAT. There is no, like, I'm not even hearing an argument. Brits on sports is the top.
It's hard. When you hear that, you're thinking soccer. And you have to put it in your mind that they're not talking soccer because you're used to that kind of energy and that kind of delivery being for a soccer game. And it took me a minute to, well, not a minute, it took me a little bit to get that he's talking about American football.
Yeah, it's great. So, like, I love alternate broadcast. I love them. I love the Peyton and Eli broadcast on Monday nights, on Thursday nights. You know what my favorite thing on in football is right now when I mean this? The AI broadcast on Amazon Prime for the Thursday Night Football. I adore it, man. It's my favorite. Because not only does it show you the game from the All-22 cam, the Madden cam, not the sideline cam, which is the worst thing we do in football. They show you the behind the quarterback view, A. But B, like, they're lighting up the screen on matchups and predictions and all that, and it gives you
is
more to watch.
Is there AI voiceover?
There is not. It's the regular game audio.
I think it was kind of implied there. That's why I'm just making sure.
It's the regular game audio, with one exception. They got I forget the guy's name, but little computer nerd guy who pops in, and he's like, well, the Bears rush on third down more than anybody else, and we're going to light up this guy because this is statistically the point. And I love that.
He's like that paperclip dude.
Yeah, it's exactly what he is. He's like Clippy the paperclip from Microsoft Word back. He pops up, he gives you one little thing about why something's happening on the screen, and then he disappears, and you go back to Kirk and the gang. I think it's great. I love alternate broadcast. I want a Brit broadcast on every game now. I want a Brit broadcast for every, and I'm not just talking about the NFL. I mean, every game that I will ever watch on TV, I want a Brit broadcast. We are the greatest country in the world, but some countries do some things better than we do. Brits on sports commentary is the best thing in the world. Denny Hamlin is a NASCAR racer. He won this past weekend. Now, Denny Hamlin is a guy who is historically and traditionally in his 60 wins worth of NASCAR racing career. Kind of been a bit of a, he's kind of a fantagonist. He's kind of a guy that loves to give the fans a little hell. He's going to say that here in a second. But I got to tell you, one of the things I love about sports is the ability to hate a dude or a team, but still respect them. I think that's important. Hate, like respectful hate, I think is important. Denny Hamlin is a guy who traditionally gets out of his car and he gets on the mic and he says over the entire arena to all the fans in the building, I just beat your favorite driver. It's one of my favorite catchphrases of any driver, any athlete that is victorious of all time. Well, Denny Hamlin's father is sick. We don't know what it is. He hasn't gone into detail, which is absolutely his right, and I support him in his decision to not overshare. But his dad's a little sick and apparently not doing great. So Denny Hamlin won this weekend and got the opportunity to go on the mic. Denny Hamlin, now, if for some reason, very randomly, and I don't know why this happened, but the audio just cut out for you there a second. Very weird, and I don't know why that would have happened. But Denny Hamlin said into the mic, this is the point where I usually give the fans some, but I'm not going to do that right now. And it was great. Like, this is a dude that I have grown to love hating, or hate loving sometimes, but love to hate. But I love every now and then that sports gives us one of those reminders that these dudes are athletes, man. These dudes are athletes, but they're also people. They're also humans. And as somebody, I lost my dad when I was 25, and the lead up to that was absolutely brutal. Absolutely brutal. So I get where he's coming from. And so to have that moment that, yeah, they're top-notch athletes, yeah, they're celebrities in the game, but they're also people and they're also going through their own crap. For him to pop out of the car and say, this is usually where I give the fans some, but I want to say thanks and I appreciate y'all and all that, like, that was awesome. That was awesome. Randall Godfrey Jr. is a basketball player for the Clemson Tigers. Clemson doing their basketball media day a couple of days ago, and Randall Godfrey Jr. was doing an interview with one of the Clemson media folks, and I want you to hear him out on this. You know what? You know what? Randall Godfrey Jr., I got your back, brother. I got your back. Because there's going to be a whole lot of out there that are going to say, ah, that's lame. Ah, that's not okay. That's not good. You know what? I got your back, Godfrey Jr.
Who's he play for again?
The Clemson Tigers. All right. Hear me out on this. I am historically and remain to this day, just so we're all very clear, I'm a dog guy.
You're the meaning in my life.
As I was told one time a couple of years ago at ACC Media Days by a dear friend of the station and the show, photographer Susan, who is at every Clemson event we cover. She was watching me do an interview to ACC Media Goes with Dabo Swinney. And we got done with the interview and we got off and she walked up to me and she said, I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but you've got golden retriever energy. Which, from what I understand, is like it's like a new age compliment to a fella. You got golden retriever. It's just that high, bouncy, always good energy. I'm a dog guy, always have been, but the wife's a cat person. And she's got a cat. She had a cat when I moved in. It was an old Siamese cat named Bailey. Bailey was my OG. Because I never really had, I mean, I'd had cats before with other people, but like, I had never really had a cat. When I moved in, Bailey became like attached to me at the hip. If I laid on the couch to watch some sports on a Monday night football or Thursday night football or college football Saturday, whatever, the OG Bailey was the cat that would like jump up on the lap and sit there and just perfectly content to just sit on your lap while you watch sports. And I used to think that's lame dog. I hate that. Give me a dog. But the longer I've lived with cats, the more I'm like, I kind of get it, man. Now we got an old man cat, an old orange cat. His name is Wade after Wade Hampton Boulevard where we live. We got an old man cat named Wade. And this cat is great, man, because it doesn't want to do anything but sit on the couch and watch football with you. It's just the absolute best. And I'm going to say that while I love my dogs, and I do love my dogs, Remy and Rue, they're the greatest dogs on the planet. Love my dogs. They're psychopaths, but they're great dogs. There is something different in the uncompromising, infallible love, but also compared with energy of a dog versus a cat who, when that cat picks you, because a cat's finicky, it's going to do its own thing all the time. When a cat picks you, dude, it's great. It's great. Like you feel a dog's going to pick anybody. They just love everybody all the time, especially my dogs. When a cat picks you over their pillow, the sunny spot on the floor, a different room. When a cat picks you, man, it's evolved. Point here is Randall Godfrey Jr., don't listen to the haters, man. I got your back, brother. Hey, speaking of dogs, you know who does got that dog in him?
By the way, I just want to tell you, my cat has the same attitude as I do. So you can imagine what it's like.
Aloof?
Well, might acknowledge your existence, might not.
See, that's all cats. That's not just your cat. That's all cats.
Oh, no.
That's all cats.
And then she decides that she would like to spend time with you. She
that's
comes
all cats.
Over there. When she's done, she'll probably bite you.
That's all
to
cats.
To let you know she's done.
That's all cats. And so when a cat picks you, it's a dog's always going to pick you over
I'm
anything else in the world.
Only one that she hisses at. So
again, it's emotion. Speaking of dogs, you know who got that dog in him? Cam Scataboo. And Scataboo got asked, while we're talking about cats and dogs, a dog question. I love this dude. I hope Cam Scataboo lives forever.
Me too.
Love this dude.
Did you see he runs into the wall
yep.
with the laser?
Yep.
So you don't get why that is?
They're chasing the laser.
Right. And he led him into the wall.
Yeah, the thing is, like, I do that with a cat. The cat doesn't run into the wall. The cat sees the wall and it's like, whoa, okay, got to stop here. Like maybe it chases the laser up the wall, but it doesn't go face first. Cam Scataboo is the dude that runs face first into walls for a living.
Oh, that's true.
I love this dude. He's like, sometimes he does stuff that he's brain dead. And I'm like, why did you do that? And then I realize I do stuff that is brain dead. And I'm like, why did I do that? I love this guy. He's a mess. And that's why he's my favorite. Now, let me play. I got a couple more and I'm going to sprinkle them in throughout the rest of the show. But I told Lonzo I had a clip for him that he was going to love.
Oh, so it wasn't the cat one?
No.
Because
it's this one.
I absolutely love that.
It's this one. I need to combine two things. I'll say three things about my childhood altogether in one. Number one, I'm a Florida boy. About once a year, we would go down to the theme parks in Orlando. And I always loved Universal. Everybody's a Disney guy. I was always a Universal guy because Universal's more about the movies. And you get to be in and live through the movies. And then, of course, as Universal expanded and they added Islands of Adventure, there's a whole Marvel land. You go there, the heroes, they're walking around, the rides are themed. You're in the Avengers compound. It's incredible. They got Harry Potter World where you are literally in Hogwarts. It's incredible. Number two, I love the Transformers as a kid. We all did. Megatron, Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, Autobots, roll out. Like,
I would have thought you were a Starscream kind of guy.
I was a Starscream guy. I love Starscream. Soundwave. Soundwave was always great. Foreshadowing for Rob Brown. I love Soundwave. I love the Transformers. And the third thing that I love was professional wrestling, specifically the Macho Man. So, at Universal Studios, there is a part of the park that is dedicated to the Transformers. And they have there a 10-foot-tall Megatron. It's an actor in a Megatron suit. And you can go take your picture with Megatron, but the cool thing is he actually talks and he interacts with you.
Yeah, I've seen video. It looks really cool.
Over the past couple of years, the actor portraying Megatron has gone viral because he is straight up a roast comic. He will make fun of everybody that comes up, with one exception. If you go up to Megatron and you pledge fealty to the Decepticons, Megatron will accept you. As this guy just found out. But Rob, why did you mention professional wrestling? So, just so your brain computes what you heard there, that was a 10-foot-tall Megatron doing a 10-of-10 Megatron voice. Doing a 10-of-10 Megatron voice. Doing a 10-of-10 Macho Man Randy Savage impersonation. Yeah. When I see Optimus Prime, I want to climb to the top rope, raise my arms, and drop the elbow. Yeah. That's 10 of 10.
Dude, that was amazing.
That's incredible.
You're right. That was great.
I told you. Like, there's not a spot for this in the radio show, except for there 1,000% is.
Well, yeah, because we cover wrestling, and that was a wrestling take from Megatron.
We don't need to defend it. It could be not that, and I wouldn't care. That clip's so good. That is an actor inside of a 10-foot-tall Megatron outfit talking to a person, then just casually cutting a promo on Optimus Prime as the Macho Man, as a Decepticon. Y'all, I tell you, when I came across this clip on social media last night, I DM'd it to roughly 50 people. Lonzo wasn't one. Why? Because I wanted him to hear it on the show, because that's how much I love that clip. Yeah.
I have no words, man. That was so cool.
That's incredible. Incredible. You know what else is incredible? The individual performance of a number of football players at across both the college and the professional football landscape, which was why, coming back, we hand out the single most prestigious award in all of sports, the TMFINRs. Who stood out? Who went above and beyond? We hand them out next on The Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this? Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
A spectacular weekend in football, both college and professional. And, of course, there was some individual excellence scattered across the landscape of the pigskin, which is why on Tuesdays, after the football weekend comes to its conclusion with Monday Night Football, we hand out our awards for the week. Let us begin with the top 25 college football teams in action. And by the way, if you do have a submission for the TMFINR awards this week, text it to me at 844-326-3663, and I will put them on the TMFINR nominees list. Let's jump right in with the 24th ranked team in America, the South Florida Bulls. Why, oh, why, Rob, did the Bulls of South Florida make the list? Well, because not only are they ranked number 24, and I do the top 25 teams out of the gate, they also scored 63 points this weekend on the North Texas Mean Green, in no short part due to quarterback Byrum Brown, a dude that I talked about a few weeks ago leading up to and after the defeat of the mighty Florida Gators by the Golden Bulls. They also gave a run at Miami, just not quite good enough for a team that is probably a legit national championship contender. Byrum Brown, 22 of 28. 245 yards, 3 touchdowns, and if that wasn't enough, he also ran for 82 yards and 2 more scores. 5 touchdowns responsible for by Byrum Brown. By the way, UFCF backup quarterback Lonzo is named Christian Neptune.
Wow.
We got some good quarterback names going this week. Christian Neptune. 34-16, the Buckeyes of Ohio State University get the win over the number 17-ranked Illinois Fighting Illini. I got to tell you the truth. This is going to be one of those ones that you go, that's not a TMFINR stat line, but it is not about the stat line. It is more about what happened within it. Because Julian Sain completed passes to 8 different Buckeye wide receivers. There was nowhere on the football field that Julian Sain couldn't place the ball. Illinois came into this game very clearly angling to take the deep ball away from Julian Sain. Julian Sain said, "Word, dog, I can throw the underneath ones too." Only 166 yards, did have 2 touchdowns, 19 of 27, but completed passes to 8 different Buckeye wide receivers. Every part of the football field, Julian Sain owned this weekend. Julian Sain catches, I believe, his first of the year for the Ohio State University Buckeyes. 30-20, the Hoosiers get the win on the road over the Mighty Ducks of Oregon. I have been saying the name Fernando Mendoza all day long, but it is not Fernando Mendoza that gets the TMFINR. No! It is Elijah Surratt, the wide receiver for the Indiana Hoosiers. 8 grabs, a 121, and a tutty. When Fernando Mendoza was running around for his life, he kept finding Elijah Surratt for the big chunks, and it worked out well for him. Ole Miss 24-21 winners over the Washington State Cougars, and it wouldn't have got done not just because of Trinidad Chambliss, 20 of 29 for 253 yards, only 15 yards on the ground, though. It was not the run game of Trinidad Chambliss. It was the run game of Kawan Lacey, who does have one already, and he gets number 2, 25 carries, 142 yards, an average of 5.9 yards per carry. Chambliss could not get going. He took off to the outside, and the Cougs were attacking the big man quarterback, so Kawan Lacey said, "I got you, dog," and picks up a TMFINR number 2 on the season. The Aggies of Texas A&M, the Colt at the compound, wipe the floor with the Mighty Gators of Florida, 34-17. Your final in this one, Marcel Reed, quarterback for the Aggs, 16 of 26, 234, 1 touchdown and 1 not-his-fault interception. It was a good rushing day for the Aggs, 183 yards, but the majority of that came late in the game when the game was out of hand and the Aggs were just running clock in this one. Reuben Owens, 51 yards. Le'Veon Moss, 46 yards. But Marcel Reed was efficient with the football. Only 16 completions, but every one of them was an efficiency completion for an Aggs team that ran the ball 42 times in this game. Marcel Reed is not real. The Longhorns of Texas, 23-6 winners over the Boomer Sooners, kept the Oklahoma Boomer Sooners out of the end zone for the overwhelming majority of this game. But it is not a player, although Quintrevion Wisner is in the hunt with 22 carries for 94 yards. However, I got to give a group TMFINR to the Texas Longhorn defense. What did I say coming into this game? I'm picking Oklahoma. I'll own it. Picked OU. But, ladies and gentlemen, I told you the Texas defense is a top 10 defense, maybe a top 5 defense. Texas is still very much alive, both in the SEC and in the national championship hunt, because their defense is good. Their defense picked off John Mateer not once, not twice, but 3 times in this game. Had a chunk of turnovers and kept the Boomer Sooners out of the end zone. The Texas defense is not real. Alabama, 27-24 winners over the Mizzou Tigers. What did I say on Friday about this game? It's going to be a field goal game. Bama's going to win it. And the conversation on Monday is going to be, see, Rob, Bama's not that good. No, no. You're missing it. It's that Mizzou is that good. But what did Alabama do? They held Ahmad Hardy to 12 carries, 52 yards in this game. The defense came up big. But give me Jam Miller. I thought about Ty Simpson here. In fact, you know what? Screw it. Going to make it a duo. Ty Simpson, 23 of 31, 200 yards, 3 touchdown passes. No big plays. Not trying to get it down the field. They did have a 29-yard completion in there, but most everything else was like 20 and shy for Ty Simpson. Efficient with the football. TMFINRs do not have to be explosive stats. You add that to Jam Miller, who finally got going. Missed the first chunk, a couple of games of the season with an injury. 20 carries, 85 yards, averaged 4 yards per carry, and did so late in the game when they needed to keep Bo Pribula off the field. Ty Simpson, Jam Miller are not real. The Texas Tech Red Raiders, 42-17 over the Jayhawks. Rock Chalk, 263 rushing yards for Cameron Dickey, scored twice on the ground. Let me say that again for you. 263 rushing yards for Cam Dickey. The Red Raiders may have found a running back. Watch out for him. 20-10, Georgia gets the win over the Auburn Tigers. Gunnar Stockton, good day. 24 of 37. No touchdowns, but no picks either. Smart. Let the run game carry you. Keep Jackson Arnold on the bench. They did. Held him to 137. Gunnar Stockton, efficient football. Didn't need the big play. Didn't want the big play. Gunnar Stockton got it done. At 22-10, LSU over South Carolina. I didn't really know where to go with this one. Garrett Nussmeier was fine. 254, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks as well. But I think you have to give it to the guy that every time LSU found their backs against the wall against the Gamecocks, Tre'Davious Green got it done. 8 grabs, 119, and a touchdown. This dude, he's like 6'7". Just throw it at the goalpost and let Tre'Davious Green go get it. Tennessee 34-31 over the Razorbacks of Arkansas. Deshaun Bishop, 146 yards rushing and a touchdown. You put up almost 150 on the ground, you're going to win that thing. 35-20, the Georgia Tech Ramblin' Wreck get right against the Hokies of Virginia, and it was because of Haynes King and Malachi Hosley stepping up for Jamal Haynes, who has not been the guy the last couple of weeks they wanted him to be. Haynes King, 20 of 24, 213 and a touch, but Hosley, 11 carries, 119, averaged 11.7 yards per carry. If they can have a running back going, Haynes King becomes a dog. If Haynes King's a dog, Tech might go 12-0. USC, 31-13 winners over the Wolverines of Michigan. I went back and forth on this one, but I said 150 on the ground is going to get it for you. King Miller, 18 totes, 158 and a touchdown. King Miller for the Trojans. Also, King Miller's just a hell of a name, dude. Hell of a name. 36-7, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish fight off the NC State. Don't turn your back on the Wolfpack. CJ Carr, the freshman, nobody believed in. 19 of 31, 342 yards and a pair of tutties on the ground. Turns out this CJ Carr dude, he might have something going for him. CJ Carr is not real. Let's go. Let's wrap it up with Colorado 24-17 winners over the Cyclones of Iowa State. First ranked win for the Buffaloes. Why? Because Kadon Salter, if you followed this kid's story, started, benched. They needed him. He came up big. 16 of 25, 255, two touchdowns, ran for 57 as well. I'm following the story of this kid fighting through adversity. Bench came back, balling out. Kadon Salter is not real. Submit your nominees for college ball. When we come back, we hand out our TMF INRs for the NFL next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Rolling through the TMFINR Awards of the Week for exceptional and standout play across college and professional football. We handed out our college TMFINRs in the last segment. We do the same for our NFL Awards now. We go back to last Thursday evening when the New York Football Giants, the G-Men, shocked the world with a 34-17 beatdown of the Eagles of Philadelphia. And you know who this one's going to already. Cam bleeping Scataboo. 19 totes, 98 yards, 3 touchdowns, 12 through the air as well. I don't know what to say. The man said, I make decisions that I say, why did I do that? The answer? So you can get 98 yards and 3 touchdowns and your Giants can beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Cam Scataboo! And I mean that literally, I think. I don't think he's actually a real person. I think Cam Scataboo might be like the first model of like an AI soldier, super soldier kind of deal, but it's just gone a little haywire and ended up playing football. The man's a psychopath. 13-11. The Denver Broncos beat the New York Jets in London on Sunday morning. The TMF INR award goes to anybody who made it through this game. If you finished this game, if you watched more than a handful of minutes of this game, you are not real, because that game was, golly. There's like maybe 5 to 6 NFL games a year that I go, that was just a bad football game. 31-27, the Colts hand the Cardinals their fourth loss of the year. Danny Dimes had himself a day, 22 of 32, 12, two tutties and a pick in this one, a QB rating over 101. But I'd like to welcome Jonathan Taylor back to the scene. 21 carries, 123 yards, and a touchdown. He was the reason that Danny Dimes had a clean pocket, because he was back. This is the Jonathan Taylor the Colts need to show up if they are going to improve on their 5-1 record. Jonathan Taylor is not real. The Chargers get a walk-off win over the Miami Dolphins, 29-27. Your final in this one, and I am tandeming this TMF INR because there were two Chargers. Scratch that. I'm trioing this one because there were three Chargers that I think deserve it. I don't do that very often, but I'm going one through the air, one through the ground, one catch in the rock. Justin Herbert, 29 of 38, 264 yards, a pair of touchdowns, sacked once, a QB rating of 112.2, I believe the highest on the weekend. Kamani Vidal, 18 carries, 124 yards, and Ladd McConkey, 7 grabs, 100 yards, and a touchdown. Herbert, Vidal, and McConkey bringing home the first trio TMF INR of the season. 25-219, the Patriots wipe out my Saints, hand then their fifth loss on the season. I went back and forth on this one, too. I want to give it to Drake May. 18 of 26, 261, 3 touchdown passes. But I also feel like I have to give it to Kayshon Booty. 5 grabs, 93 yards, 2 touchdowns, and the ability to let me say booty a bunch of times and it not be a sophomoric joke. I'll tandem this one too. Let's go Drake May, 18 of 26, 261, 3 tutties. Kayshon Booty, 5 grabs, 93 yards, 2 touchdowns. Every time the Saints looked like they had anything going, Kayshon Booty got behind the defense and made something happen. May and Booty, you gotta love it. 23-9, the Steelers knock off the Browns in this one. I'll tandem this one. It's not the first tandem award for these two, and it's probably not going to be the last if the Steelers keep doing what the Steelers keep doing. Aaron Rodgers, 21 of 32, 35, 2 touchdowns. DK Metcalf, 4 grabs, 95 yards, and a touchdown. Here's the, you know what? I'm contemplating, Zoe. Does DK Metcalf deserve one? Here's why. 4 grabs, 95 yards. Was targeted 5 times and had 3 clean drops. Can we hand a TMF INR for a stat number of 4 for 95 and a touch when he put 3 on the ground that would have got him to like 140? Or is that DQing for DK?
How good are the ones that he actually caught?
I mean, he had a couple of good catches, but he had a couple of bad drops too. You know what? I think I might just give this to Rodgers.
Quarterbacks don't go with, I mean, they throw bad passes. Sure. You take it away from them.
But I don't think this was, I don't think that, I think if DK Metcalf has a day worthy of it, instead of 4 out of 9, he's probably 6 out of 9 nice. And Aaron Rodgers is probably looking at 25 of 30 for 310 and 3 touchdowns maybe, or at least 2 touchdowns. I'm going to say, I'm going to DQ DK, and I'm going to say it's a solo TMF INR for Aaron Rodgers. The Seahawks, 20-12 winners over the Jacksonville Jaguars in this one. Look, the dude's been balling out, but he's not alone in this one. A tandem award here. Sam Darnold, 16 of 27, 295, 2 touchdowns. Jackson Smith and Jigba, 3 weeks ago I said look out because this guy might be a bona fide number one. We all said, what are they going to do without DK? The answer is get it to JSN because Jackson Smith and Jigba, 8 grabs, 162 yards, and a touchdown. In fact, you know I love me some Sam Darnold. Smart with the football, good with the football, 11 incompletions. Jackson Smith and Jigba getting the solo shot.
Quarterback's best friend, an Ohio State receiver.
I'm telling you. 17-3, the Rams finish off the Ravens with Cooper Rush as the starter. Tyler Huntley would check in and get some significant time because the Ravens aren't good in this one. Puka Nacua, 2 grabs, 28 yards, no touchdowns. However, Puka left this game with what was feared to be a pretty bad injury. checked back in later in the game and came up with another big-time snag that changed the game. That being said, Zoe, I gotta say, I don't think I have a TMFINR award here. I don't think I do. Stafford was fine, 17 of 26, 181 and a touch. Kyren Williams rushed for 50. Tyler Higbee, 4 snags, 40 yards and a touch. Like, the Rams did not look special in this game. I just think that's how bad the Ravens are. I'm gonna say, no TMFINR award handed out in that game. 20-10, the Raiders hand the Titans their fifth loss, and they get Brian Callahan fired from Tennessee. I looked in this one, too. I don't know that there's one that jumps off the page. Ashton Jante did get 75 yards and a touch, but it took him 23 touches to get that number, averaged less than 3.3 a carry. Trey Tucker, 5 grabs, 70 yards, no scores. Michael Mayer, 5 for 50 and a touch as a tight end. You know what? Screw it. I think that might be the line. Michael Mayer was like the sit-down in the hole receiver for Geno Smith in this win. It's not a super impressive stat line, but he was probably the most important guy on the offense. 5 catches, 50 yards and a touch. Let's give it to a tight end. Michael Mayer! Not real for the LV Raiders. The Packers knock off the Bengals 27-18 in this one. Went around, up and down, but I think I'm going to give it to Josh Jacobs. Didn't get to the century mark. Jordan Love, 19 of 26, 259, a touch and a pick, a 101 QB rating. Not a bad day, but Josh Jacobs, not just 18 carries for 93 yards, also had 5 snags for 57 yards and 3 or 4 excellent pass block pickups as a running back. I'm going to say Josh Jacobs gets the TMFINR for that one. 30-19, the Bucs over the 49ers. Lonzo, say it. The Buccaneers.
I
say it.
I don't want it.
Baker!
17 of 23, 256, and a pair of touchdowns. Also had 3 carries for 14 yards, one of which came up to be a critical fourth down late in the game. Baker Mayfield, as far as I am concerned, and I believe Zoe is as well, should be the front runner for the most valuable player award right now. It is for reasons inexplicable to me, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen 1 and 2. It should be Baker Mayfield, who is currently the third shortest odds. 30-17, the Chiefs get one over on the very banged up Lions in this one. I went around and upside down. I think I got to give it to Mahomes again. 22 of 30. 257, 3 touchdown passes, and had 8 different Chiefs catch at least one pass. Was spreading the ball around, was taking care of the football. Also had 32 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown as well. What the hizzle, Patrick Mahizzle? Patrick Mahomes catches another TMFINR. The Atlanta Falcons last night, 24-14 winners over the Buffalo Bills. I went around on this one. It's not anybody but anywhere else except Carolina. Bijan Robinson, 19 totes, 170 yards on the ground and a touchdown, averaged 8.9 per carry. Oh, that's not good enough for you? Bijan Robinson, 6 grabs, 68 yards, and I'm tandeming this. How does anybody tandem with 170 and a tutty on the ground and 68 on the air? Drake London, 10 catches, 158 yards and a touchdown. Ladies and gentlemen, the Atlanta offense is not a joke. Can they do it against playoff teams in the playoffs? And we'll worry about that later. It's week 6. Bijan Robinson, Drake London, the tandem TMFINR award. And then finally, 25-20. It's not finally. We got one more after this, but I think you all know where the last one's going. 25-24, the Bears knock off the Washington Commanders. Bum, 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 bum. Last night, I'm tandeming this one as well. DeAndre Swift has got to get one. 14 carries, 108 yards, averaged 7.7 yards. Per carry. But he also had 2 grabs for 67 yards and an aerial touchdown. However, you can say what you want about the guy. After all the crap, after all the heat, after all the discussion, ladies and gentlemen, would you look at that? The Chicago Bears went and found a head coach. The Chicago Bears ownership got TF up out the way. And Caleb Williams is out here out-dueling Jaden Daniels. Ladies and gentlemen, DeAndre Swift, Caleb Williams. And now we wrap it up. Get the bite ready. Because a 27-30 Panther win over the Dallas Cowboys. Bryce Young was what I need him to be. 17 of 25, 199, 3 touchdowns and a pick. A 114.8, the highest quarterback rating in the NFL in week 6. But part of the reason he looked so good, 30 carries, 183 yards. 4 snags, 56 receiving yards and a receiving tutty for Rico Dowdle. Rico Dowdle might get the biggest of the weekend, over 239 all-purpose yards for Rico Dowdle against his former team. Now, you might say, of course, he saddled up and rode hard for his previous team, except for that's back-to-back Jack weeks with Rico going over 200 total all-purpose yards. Ladies and gentlemen, Chuba Hubbard's a dog. I'm not arguing it's not. But this is Rico Dowdle's team now, and until the tread wears off the tires, give Rico the rock. Rico Dowdle is not real. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I learned something last evening that is taking place in the landscape of college football that I found really interesting. I'm going to say two words, and then you're going to have to come back to find out what they mean and what it's going to cost. Player insurance. Huh? Don't worry. I'm going to tell you what that means in the next segment. But before we get to the next segment, you need to know what's going on in the world of sports. You need to know the headlines for when you get to the office and start talking sports. That's why Lonzo is about to penetrate and pleasure your ear holes with this sports flash.
I was going to give you a compliment about the tees, and then you did that. The Chicago Bears are now 3-2 with a 25-24 win over the Commanders. The Bears trail by 2 with 3 minutes left when the Commanders fumbled a handoff near midfield. Caleb Williams led a drive that led to Jake Moody's 38-yard walk-off field goal. The Atlanta Falcons are 3-2 after a 24-14 win over the Buffalo Bills. Michael Penix Jr. went 20 of 32 for 250 and a touchdown, while Bijan Robinson carried 19 times for 170 yards and a touchdown and added 68 receiving yards. Josh Allen threw two touchdowns but was picked off twice. That's a shame, including a late-game takeaway that sealed the Falcons' win. And the Seattle Mariners are up to nothing in the ALCS after a 10-3 win over Toronto. Logan Gilbert gave up all three runs in just three innings. That's not good. It's not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.